Good afternoon. I'm opening this committee, House Committee on Revenue, Thursday, June 20th, the afternoon meeting of this committee. We have only one bill to consider this afternoon. I'm opening a public hearing on Senate Bill 112A. Can we have just one sentence to officially introduce the topic, please?
This is, Chair Nicholson, this is about the ton tax, about the grapes that go into the wine.
Thank How's you. That? That's great. We have signed up to testify Tom Donowski and Dan Jarman.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Dan Jarman here tonight representing the Oregon Wine Growers Association. I've got the short version and the really short version of our testimony. It sounds like you would like the very short version of the testimony. Yes. So this bill is one that the wine industry has broad support for here. I know that there are several bills of the legislature. This is one that we know of no opposition to. It simply does one very important thing, and that is to require out-of-state wineries that are growing grapes, or excuse me, buying grapes for winemaking, to pay the same tonnage tax portion of the 20, their portion of the 20 tonnage tax, which is $12.50, which is the exact same requirement of our in-state wineries. That is the intent of this bill. That's what the bill does. I'm happy to talk more about any issue you'd like and answer questions. I also have Tom Donowski, who is the CEO of the Oregon Wine Growers Association here, who can answer your questions. And thank you very much for hearing this bill. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you for your testimony, and apologies that we couldn't start at the time we thought we'd be able to. It's just one of those things when you're in the last week or two of a legislative session. So I'm sorry, and I'm glad you were able to stay.
Thank you, Chair Nathanson. I'm Tom Donowski, Chief Executive of the Oregon Wine Growers Association, and we're an industry organization that represents over 300 wine grape growers and winemakers all over Oregon. And I'm here in support of 112A and speaking on behalf of our 9-member board that is made up of growers and winemakers from the Rogue, Umpqua, Willamette Valleys, Columbia Gorge area. They are unanimous in their support for this bill, which deals with our 36-year-old state tonnage tax on wine grapes, which is used to fund the scientific research that goes into winemaking and grape growing, as well as the promotion of our $5.6 billion Oregon wine industry that employs 30,000 Oregonians. And this bill does, as Dan said, just equitably assesses the exact same tonnage rate on anyone crushing Oregon grapes, whether they are in-state or out-of-state. It just establishes uniformity in the mechanism that allows us to go tell the world about Oregon wines.
Thank you. Representative Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be very brief. I think you just answered my question. I read your handout, and I've read the bill, but I wanted to reaffirm that the grapes, the tonnage that we're talking about are Oregon-grown grapes that are shipped to another state for production. So that we're not talking about somebody else's. We're just talking about the Oregon product. So
yes, Rep. Finley, Chair Nathanson, very important distinction. We're talking about Oregon grape tons that are harvested here, and they are taken out of state for fermentation and bottling. And that is a sector of our industry that we absolutely want to continue encouraging. There are some tremendous winemaking talents in adjacent states that want to help, you know, spread the good news about Oregon wine, and we're glad to have their business. This just simply brings them into the exact same tax regime as in-state wineries.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just a real quick question, just an estimate. What of all the grapes grown in Oregon, what percentage is shipped out of state as opposed to used in production here in Oregon?
Sure. Thank you, Representative Reschke, Chair Nathanson. We have industry survey data for going back about 20 years, and what we're seeing is a pretty significant acceleration in interest from out of state. Year before last, it was just under 12,000 tons. Mm-hmm. Now it's over 18, which is 20% of our total state harvest going out of state. Significant interest in all the great work that's being done by Oregon wine growers. And again, these are grapes from all over Oregon that there's interest in.
Thank you.
Well, this begs a lot more questions for me, which I would like to ask you at another time, right? Another time. I do remain very interested in this, in part because of attending an annual meeting. I think it's called the Governor's Annual Tourism Conference, and there was a special segment presentation at that conference 2 or 3 years ago about our wine industry and the niche product and the tourism aspect of people understanding and recognizing that Oregon grapes are special.
It's funny you bring that up, Chair Nathanson, because I remember that quite vividly in Pendleton. I think you were receiving an award from our colleagues at Travel Oregon, and we had a chance just to visit for a few minutes about that stunning statistic of how many Oregon wines are rated at the top of the wine critic scales every year.
Indeed.
And we're really anxious to continue fueling tourism, which for Oregon's wine business is already almost an $800 million a year business specific to wine tourism. So we're anxious to fuel that. And one of the things we find is that in out markets, when people taste Oregon wines, it's one of the primary incentives for them to come and become an Oregon wine tourist. Mm.
Thank you. Any other questions? I'd be happy to hear a motion.
Close the public hearing first, or
do we need to close?
Oh, thank you. First, I'm going to close the public hearing. There's no one else signed up to testify. I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 112A.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 112A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Finley. Move Senate Bill 112A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objections? Motion passes. I think everyone's had a turn in the last few days. I'll carry this one. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. That's all the business on this one, right? Closing the work session on Senate Bill 112A. No other business in front of us for today. We are adjourned.